Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiera. How may I help you?
Hi there. Is this Incense Guard or something like that?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. Well, listen, I just got a charge on my bank account for $67.23. I'd like to know what that's for.
Okay, sir. May I please have your zip code?
Zip code
32713. You said 32713?
Yes. This is Paul Crane.
Can I have your first and last name?
Paul Crane, C-R-A-N-E, like Peter and Paul.
Can you verify the address for me for security purposes?
That's 25 Azalea Drive, DeBerry, Florida, 32713. You still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Can you verify the address for me again? I'm sorry.
Pardon?
Can you verify the address for me?
25 Azalea Drive. That's A-Z-A-L-E-A Drive. DeBerry. D-E-B-A-R-Y.
Okay, sir. I have your account pulled up. How may I help you?
Well, I'm wondering why I was charged $67.23 and what it was for.
Okay, sir, the reason you're being charged $67.32 is because of the first charge you made on December 16th. You paid shipping and handling $9.97 for a drone.
Yes.
And by you making that charge, sir, you are agreeing to the terms and conditions, and those terms and conditions stated that if you do not call in to cancel your account, you will be billed monthly. And each time you are billed, sir, you will receive a $125 voucher, an online voucher, where you can use to purchase products at a discounted price.
No, I don't remember seeing that at all. As a matter of fact, I didn't get hardly any information that came with the first item I ordered. I looked up because I have it right here in my my desk, and I looked through it to see if there was any information. So, I just called my bank, and they said they can stop that check. But I said, well, let me call you first, see if I can get that waived. If not, they're going to put a stop on it. So I really don't need that. I'm in my 80s. I live on Social Security. I can't afford that kind of charge. So.
Okay, so have you already disputed that charge with your bank?
Pardon?
Have you already disputed that charge with your bank?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They said that they could put a stop, but I said, "Well, let me call first, just so it wouldn't be complicated for them." I said, "Let me call first. Maybe you would waive it." So they're
waiting to file the dispute until you talk to us, correct?
Well, yeah, they're waiting for me to call back and say that you wouldn't waive it, or you did waive it. But they won't. If you won't waive it, they said they would just put a stop on it. So, because I didn't authorize. So.
Okay, sir. Well, because it is a valid charge, as a courtesy, I can offer you a 35% refund.
A 35% refund?
Yes, sir.
I thought I was only being charged $9 or something for shipping.
It was, sir, but you made that first charge and you didn't call in to cancel the account like the terms and agreement stated.
I didn't get any of that information. I got very little information. Matter of fact, I, like I said, I've got the first item that I ordered and I went through it today before I called you to find out what the problem was, but there's nothing in there about, to call back and so many days or anything like that.
It was in the terms and conditions on whatever you ordered from, sir.
You're not willing to waive that charge?
Like I said, it's a courtesy because it is a valid charge. I'm offering you a 35% refund.
What? 50% would be bad, wouldn't be that. Even that good at 50%, I'd like to get 85%, 90%. I don't mind paying the $9 or $10. But.
Okay, sir. The best I can do is 50%.
60?
I said the best I can do is 50%.
60% of 67 is 50, how much?
50.
Oh, 50%. No, I think I'll just call the bank and just have them put the stop on, because I don't want to get into, something that's kind of not entirely honest, I would say. It's kind of it's just not honest.
Okay, sir. Well, I can get that account canceled for you so they won't charge you anymore in the future. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, that's it. So thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling Customer Support. You have a great day.
Bye.